From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Early estimates are putting the cost of the blizzard and flooding to agriculture in Nebraska at nearly $1 billion. But how big could the impact ultimately be? According to Ag Day TV, the market impacts are still unknown, and it could be weeks before we find out. Questions about fertilizer application, planting, and acreage mix are endless as well. Cattle ranchers and feeders also first had to deal with the blizzard conditions before seeing floods sweep away entire herds. The March Rural Main Street Index has moved to the highest level since December, showing above neutral growth for the rural economy. The monthly survey of bank CEOs in a 10-state Midwest region increased to 52.9 for this month. In February, the index was 50.2. AgWeb.com reports March marks the 11th time in the past 12 months the index has been above the growth neutral rating of 50. The corn syrup wars have escalated as the controversy over the Super Bowl ads from Bud Light shaming Miller and Coors Light from using corn syrup during its brewing process is now headed to court. Miller Coors has filed a lawsuit against Anheuser-Busch seeking an immediate halt to the campaign they claim is falsely advertising meant to deceive customers. Miller Coors tells AgWeb.com Anheuser-Busch is fear-mongering over a common beer ingredient used as a fermentation aid that's not even present in the final product. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.